The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Huge day tomorrow. Huge day as we try to figure out how to take back this country. And that is not an overstatement. We literally have that kind of a task in front of us. We have to take back this country in November. And it starts with having the right candidates facing Democrats, including, obviously, the extraordinarily important Senate race. It is conceivable, and I think some people don't understand this, it is conceivable that this particular race in the Senate fight is the one that will decide the majority in the United States Senate next year. It is conceivable. I think there are three races where, you know, Republicans are considered to have a chance of turning a blue seat red. This one might be the most important one, talking about Sherrod Brown, who's got to go. And that's why our vote tomorrow is extraordinarily important. And that's why if you haven't already done it in early voting, obviously you better carve out time tomorrow to make sure that we get the right person up against Sherrod Brown. I'm told we do have our next guest on the line right now. Let's welcome back to our program a man who has been tireless in campaigning for one of the three candidates in the fight between Bernie Moreno, Frank LaRose, and Matt Dolan. He is Ohio's Republican Senator J.D. Vance, joining us now on AM 1420 The Answer. Senator, good to have you back. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm great, thanks. You've been working your tail off, and you got another one tonight in Parma, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, we just left one in Dayton, headed to Lima. We'll be in Toledo this afternoon, and then Parma tonight. So we've got four events today for Bernie, and it's just so important that people get out there and support Bernie Moreno. And let me give you just a simple argument, if I could, Bob,
please,
for why I think Bernie Moreno is the right guy to take on Sherrod Brown. So the most important issue in my mind, and there are a lot of them, but the single most important issue is the open border that Joe Biden has given to this country. We know exactly why it happened, that he undid a lot of Trump administration policies, 93 executive orders that he implemented that threw open the southern border. You have to ask yourself, what happens when we get a Donald Trump presidency, which I think and hope we will? What happens to the millions of people, many of whom have committed crimes, when Donald Trump is president? Do we deport them or do we give them amnesty? Bernie Moreno's answer is we deport them. Everybody else's answer is that we give them amnesty. Now, that's the most important single issue. What do you do about the open border? But it also, I think, signals the kind of courage that Bernie Moreno will have in the office, Bob, if he's willing to take a stand and say, you can't let all these people just stay here. You can't grant mass amnesty. I think it signals the kind of senator that he would be on other issues that are going to come up, and that's why we need him in the Senate. Think
I'm
about
have
Ohio,
Bert,
Bob.
I apologize. I thought you were done there, Senator. Go ahead.
No. Just one final argument I want to make about this. Ohio has increasingly trended red. We're not Alabama by any means, but we are more red than we were 20 years ago. That means that we need the right kind of senator in the United States Senate. Now, you can have a Republican named Mitt Romney, or you can have a Republican named Mike Lee or Ted Cruz. I think we have an opportunity to get that kind of Republican in Bernie Moreno. It's, of course, why I'm working so hard to get him elected.
I appreciate that. Thanks very much. You know, just to stay, since you said number one was the border, and I concur, by the way, it is the number one issue for most Americans, right up there, maybe 1A and 1B with inflation and our own economic prospects. But since we're talking about the border and you talk about amnesty, there have been a ton of attack ads from Bernie Moreno's opponents saying that he, during the Obama years, stated that he supported amnesty and a pathway not to citizenship, but for residency for those who meet certain conditions. They're using that to say he's actually soft on the border. I'm going to ask him this in about a half an hour after I'm done with you, but what do you say in response to that?
Well, look, my response to that is people change their minds. Thinking people change their minds when the facts on the ground change. You and I have talked, Bob, about how I was a strident critic of Donald Trump in 2015, even 2016. I saw the light because his policies were great, and I came to believe that he was a very good man fighting for our country. And, of course, I've become one of his strongest advocates, if not his strongest advocate, in the United States Senate, because I think his policies are good for the people of Ohio. So people can change their mind. In fact, they should change their mind when the facts on the ground change. Here's what's different now compared to, you know, 12 or 15 years ago. We have another 20 million illegal aliens in this country. We have a Democratic Party that has shown that it is committed to opening the southern border. You mentioned that he made these comments apparently during Barack Obama's presidency. This is a real statistic, Bob. When Barack Obama was president, we paroled 5,000 illegal aliens a year. That was Barack Obama, last Democratic president. Joe Biden is paroling close to 1 million illegal aliens per year. So the facts on the ground have changed. We cannot grant mass amnesty. And right now, Bernie is the only person with the courage to say, we've got to deport a lot of these criminal migrants who have come into the country.
He made that very clear on the podium in Dayton. I know that before President Trump spoke, and that is certainly something we're going to be talking about with Bernie in a few minutes. Well, about 20 minutes anyway. But since you brought up President Trump and your flip on him, and I'm so glad to hear you bring this up, this is extraordinary. We know that he is under false attacks all of the time, but what happened on Saturday in Dayton and what they have done now in creating what's being known as the bloodbath hoax is next level stuff. This is Morning Joe about 4 hours ago this morning, and I want to get your reaction to this, Senator Vance.
He was talking only about the auto industry, and this is one more. It's just bull. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bull. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid. He was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath.
That's Morning Joe Scarborough this morning trying to say that Donald Trump was calling for retributive violence if he isn't reelected president. How do you respond to that?
Well, I was sitting right there, Bob, and of course, I'm a great fan of the president. The president has done a very, very good job, and he's endorsed Bernie Moreno, by the way. It's important that people know that, because Bernie is the conservative fighter that we need. Look, about these comments, he was talking about what's going to happen to the American auto industry and the American economy if we continue to let these Chinese EVs come into our country. By the way, if we continue to subsidize these Chinese EVs, which is what Biden's doing, Donald Trump is 100% correct about this. And I have to say, Bob, I actually, when you play that Joe Scarborough comment, what I hear and what I think most Americans hear, even if they're on the fence about Donald Trump, is hysterical whining in the face of very real American problems. And if Trump is talking about real problems, and he is, and Bernie Moreno is talking about how to solve the country's problems, and these people are crying like children every time that Donald Trump opens his mouth, I just don't think it has the same impact that it did 10, 15 years ago. It's one of the things, frankly, Bob, that Trump has done is that he's changed people's willingness to accept this absolute garbage from the media. I don't think anybody cares what Joe Scarborough says. And, yeah, it's dishonest. Yeah, it's propaganda. But fortunately, I think most Americans see through that propaganda. We need to fix the country's problem. And Donald Trump is proposing that we do exactly that.
Yeah, well, you've probably heard the montage that has been put together of left-wing pundits and commentators and candidates talking about bloodbaths in so many different areas over the years. It's a common political term. It doesn't mean bloodshed. It means literally an economic or a political bloodbath. But they don't care about that consistency. They have an agenda here, which is driven by desperation. I think what you're describing, you know, the hysterical whining, is desperation. They are believing of the polls now. They're starting to realize that Joe Biden is going down in flames. It is not getting better as time goes by. In fact, there were reports that President Biden is very angry and frustrated behind the scenes with his reelection numbers. He can't believe that he's losing in all of the battleground states and overall to President Trump. Their desperation is setting in, and that creates desperate acts.
No, that's exactly right, Bob. And if you look up the dictionary definition of bloodbath, it's either the second or third definition in the dictionary is something like an economic calamity. It's become such a part of American political conversation. You're exactly right. The left does it. The right does it. Everybody knows what Donald Trump was talking about. And the fact that they're turning to these hysterics is because they're desperate. I mean, I think, look, you know, you pay attention to politics. I've run, you know, my own campaign. You know, when you're a year out, a year and a half out, 2 years out, you can convince yourself that the polls aren't real. When you're getting to the point where Biden gives the State of the Union address, which normally provides a pretty big political bounce, and he's not seeing any bounce, and he's still behind Donald Trump, these guys are starting to get desperate. And I got to say, this really worries me, Bob. This is why we need not just to elect Donald Trump. We need to elect people who are going to defend him and going to fight for the agenda for the people of Ohio. You cannot send weak-willed Republicans in there with Trump and expect us to get a great policy victory for the people of Ohio. Donald Trump in there. You also need to send Bernie Moreno, who's going to fight for the people who represent him and not bend the knee to the hysterics that we've seen in the last couple of days.
We're talking with Senator J.D. Vance this morning, one day out from the all-important Republican primaries tomorrow, well, all of the Ohio primaries. But speaking of desperation in the Democrats, I want to get your thoughts on this. I think that's what led Chuck Schumer, who does not give one rip about Palestinian civilians and does not give one rip about Israeli citizens either. He is calling for Benjamin Netanyahu to be bounced from leadership in Israel, all because President Netanyahu does not support a ceasefire. He's not going to stop until the Israeli people are safe from Hamas. And that is hurting Joe Biden, who has been unable to convince him to do so. So since Biden can't convince him to do so, thus placating Muslim and Arab American voters who are voting non-committed in various primaries in Joe Biden's case, the only answer is for Chuck Schumer to say to a functioning democracy like Israel, let's scrap your democracy, get rid of Netanyahu.
Well, that's exactly right. The politics of this are very clear. The Democrats have cultivated a base that is rapidly anti-Semitic, and now they're being forced to deal with that reality, and they're trying to sort of weasel their way out. And when you do that, you lead to what happened with Chuck Schumer. We have to remember, Bob, you know I'm a skeptic of us being the policemen of the world, mm-hmm. and you hear a lot of criticism from the media about Donald Trump violating the norms of American democracy. There is no bigger violation of norms than the Senate leader calling for a foreign country to change their political leader. I'm trying to think of any time that has ever happened. That is just not permissible. Let other countries run their elections as they want to. If America has a core national interest, we deal with whatever leader that they elect. Or if it's a dictator, we deal with that leader. We don't meddle in other countries' politics. Certainly not an important American ally. And when we do, by the way, because we do violate that norm, Bob, it's always a huge and terrible mistake that we live to regret. So let's not do it here.
To that point about being world police and vis-a-vis Ukraine, you just introduced a bill on Friday. Tell us about the Enhanced End-Use Monitoring Accountability Act, Senator.
Yeah, well, the GAO, the General Bob, some really troubling evidence that weaponry that we had sent to Ukraine had actually fallen into the wrong hands. This, of course, is something the Biden administration has sworn up and down in both classified and public settings. This never happens. They assure us this never happens. We now have evidence that it does. So we're just trying to get some bolstered security and accountability on the stuff that we're sending. What I worry about, Bob, is that we send some critical weapons component over to Ukraine. It falls into the hands of some American enemy, and then they're able to reverse engineer our own technology and use it against us. That's why we have to be skeptical of sending unlimited resources to this country. And while we're on this topic, I know you're going to get sick of me talking about this, Bob, but who's the one person in this Senate race who has shown some courage on this Ukraine?
Well, you're right.
Saying, let's focus on America's problems and not send all these resources to Ukraine. It's a great, great argument for Bernie's candidacy.
Well, Governor DeWine, Senator Vance, admitted in an interview the reason he has endorsed Matt Dolin is because Matt Dolin is more likely to be willing to vote in the Senate for another package of aid or multiple packages of aid to Ukraine. So, I mean, you're right. There is a distinct difference, at least between those two candidates. Not exactly sure where Frank LaRoe stands, but Bernie Moreno has said no more. Matt Dolin has said keep pumping that money into Ukraine.
Yeah, what a scandal that is. I mean, I want a senator who represents the people of Ohio, not a senator who represents the people of Ukraine. That's Bernie Moreno in this race, very clearly, and every signal and every sign points to it.
Yeah, completely agree. Well, Senator Vance, I know you've got a lot of things to get to today. You're going to wrap the day in Parma, and I know there's going to be a lot of people there to see you and to see Bernie Moreno. I appreciate you carving out the time. Such an extraordinarily important race tomorrow to make sure that we have the right person facing Sherrod Brown, the people of Ohio, the Republic. You know what? Last question. It's not just that's what I worry about. But it's not. I was about to say the Republicans of Ohio are going to decide who faces Sherrod Brown. Are you worried about the crossover vote?
You know, I worry about it a little bit, but Ohio is such a big state, Bob. It's really hard for Democrats to cross over in big enough numbers. It's easier in a place like New Hampshire. I think Bernie's going to get across the finish line, but we need to make sure the conservative America First Republicans show up in big numbers to vote for Bernie Moreno.
There you go. Senator J.D. Vance, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate that and your efforts.
Okay. Thanks, man. Take care.
All right. God bless. That's J.D. Vance joining us. It's 10:24.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.